Now, women's health expert, award-winning family physician, one of Canada's top Women of Influence Award recipients, and author of the best-selling book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown is here. Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Good morning, Marilyn. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I understand you have exciting news.
Well, I wanted to talk about a vaccine for COVID, and I know everybody's tired of talking about COVID. And they say, I'm done with COVID, but you know what? COVID is not done with you. And what we know is that for older people over the age of 65 or people with underlying diseases, whether they're diseases of their immune system, whether they're diseases like asthma, cancer, cardiovascular disease, kidney disease, lung disease, all of these people are more at risk for severe COVID if they get sick. Well, there's been mRNA vaccines for a couple of years, and those have been made by Pfizer and Moderna, and we've used those a lot. But back in 2023, there was a vaccine that was protein-based, so not an mRNA vaccine. That vaccine is now back on the market with an updated formula for 25-26. And having a vaccine that's protein-based means that it is produced differently than the mRNA vaccines. And when we have a vaccine that is a protein-based vaccine, it's really created by an older mechanism, and that mechanism is something that's been tried and true on many vaccines for a long time. So the mechanism is different than the mRNA mechanism. And for that reason, if anyone's had a reaction to an mRNA vaccine, they may feel safer taking a protein-based vaccine. It contains the spike protein of the coronavirus, but it can't cause disease. And what we know is when it's injected, it stimulates the immune system to produce antibodies and T-cell and immune cells. And that's what we want our body to do to fight this COVID. So the reality is, while I do believe that mRNA vaccines are excellent, we now have another option for those people that can't or won't take an mRNA vaccine. And that's a protein-based vaccine, much like other vaccines on the market. And this one is specifically designed for COVID and should be out in the 25-26 season. We hope that Canada has it available because there are a number of people, often people with immune compromising conditions, that are not comfortable with the mRNA vaccines. So I like the fact that we have options. I like the fact that the US has supported this vaccine, so we're not the only country. The UK is supporting this vaccine, and hopefully Canada will approve it, and it'll be available to us in the fall season as well.
Thank you for that good advice. And if you're interested in taking charge of your health, remember the title, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. Ask for it at your local bookstore. Log on to drvivianbrown.com or call me, Marilyn Weston, at 416-504-6777 and order a signed copy. Thank you, Dr. Brown. It's exciting news and look forward to hearing more from you next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.